Listen to KINS 106.3 FM for Warriors basketball.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Well, I hate to say I was not too surprised to see that the fuel prices in California had a major increase in the past few weeks. Hard to believe, since the United States is now producing an abundant amount of oil and is now an exporter of crude oil, not just an importer, which left our country dependent on other countries for much of our fuel needs in the past. But the large increase in fuel prices was not as drastic or noticeable in other states throughout the country. In California, the price for a gallon of regular gas on average is between $4.10 and $4.20 a gallon. Diesel averages about the same. Higher octane fuels are as high as $4.40 per gallon. The national average cost for a gallon of gasoline is right around $2.87, and diesel is $3.16 per gallon. Our neighboring states are close to the national average. In Oregon, the average is $3.40 for gas and $3.28 for diesel. Nevada is about the same, with Arizona coming in at $3.21 for gas and $3.14 for diesel. Why the large difference in fuel prices? Well, one answer is the change from winter to summer blend. California fuel is different from that which you would purchase elsewhere, which means it costs more to refine, with higher prices at the pump. The other reason is due to the California legislature increasing the tax, call it a sin tax if you like, on California drivers. This resulted in an increase of 40 to 50 cents a gallon for fuel. If you recall, there was a proposition on the ballot in 2018. The Proposition 6, which would have rescinded the tax due to lack of voter approval when it was originally levied. If passed, it would have ended the tax and made it mandatory for such tax schemes to be approved by voters in the future. The proposition failed, which resulted in continued taxation and an increase in vehicle registration fees for the purpose of road repair and construction. Based upon the roads in Humboldt County, I don't believe the tax has had made much of a difference. I was surprised to see that Prop 6 failed and that Californians voted to continue the tax. One of the other reasons for the higher fuel costs is the lack of production facilities. California has special fuel requirements, but lacks sufficient production capacity, so when the demands for increased summer blends of fuel rise, the refineries cannot meet those demands. The problem is not a lack of crude oil, but rather a conversion of the crude to meet California standards. It's hard to believe that in the most populous state, with such a diverse economy, Californians pay such a higher amount for gasoline and diesel. I understand the desire for clean air and higher emission standards. The United States at one time did have lower standards and dirtier air. But that has changed dramatically over the years. Out of the 180 countries worldwide, the United States ranks number 10 in clean air emissions for motor vehicles. So is the higher cost for fuel in California an attempt to regulate our driving habits, or is there another reason? It does make you wonder. This has been Mike Downey for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.